into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and it's very, very difficult for the average American to understand what is really going on in the world today. I mean, when we talk about an organized, coordinated effort to conceal the truth about certain health dangers, why, certainly the average American doesn't want to believe it. We don't want to believe that there could be an organized effort to promote cancer and other diseases, that there are treatments for cancer that have been effectively suppressed, and that we're allowing millions of people to die in America unnecessarily. Those of you who haven't heard our fourth tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians should get it. The New Order of the Barbarians, you can just get the transcript of the four tape set, four CD set. You need to understand there really are people out there who are intent upon creating new and terrible diseases and destroying the lives of people, of actually promoting cancer and suppressing treatments, because as Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, said at a talk he gave back in 1969, there are too many people in the world, they might as well die of cancer as something else. Incredible. Well, the things that are going on today are not really incredible if you have the facts. Certainly, in Botswana, I lived in South Africa for a while and visited Botswana, a beautiful African country, predominantly controlled by blacks. There is a white infrastructure there that keeps society going, but it a well-educated people as a whole. And really an amazing country. And yet there, between 46 and 48% of the black women who are pregnant, they test every black woman for HIV disease routinely, 46 to 48% are HIV positive, and they're all going to die. Now, when Botswana has tried to actually bring in standard public health measures, identify who has the disease, try to stop them from spreading the disease, they were threatened by the World Health Organization and told that all future health funds would be cut off if the Botswana dared to use effective and standard public health techniques to try to stop the spread of HIV among the women of Botswana. Now, that is either the greatest public health tragedy of all time, or one of the most successful genocidal policies. It is a genocidal policy. They're doing this, and nobody in America cares. Nobody cares that HIV disease, AIDS, is genetically engineered to attack blacks more than whites, which is why almost half of all the people who've died of AIDS in America or are currently infected with HIV are black here in America. The disease is designed specifically for blacks. 25% of the adult population of South Africa and several of the other African nations where the disease has been introduced are are HIV positive and they're going to die. A very effective genocidal policy. Well, what is going on here in America today? Well, I said a friend of mine, from my closest friend a number of years ago, brought me up the alumni bulletin from Washington State University, where he attended. And they were talking about how studies had been done by their scientists that show that cell phones led to brain cancer. And certainly they were very concerned about it. They were going to publish papers on it. And they were warned, they were threatened and told that all future grants to their scientific department for research would be cut off if they dared to put out the fact that cell phones lead to cancer and there's a direct correlation. And, of course, they had the courage to actually publish the papers. I suspect there have been terrible implications and terrible withholding of funds from them. Oh, but, of course, they did what was right. Unfortunately, most people won't do what is right. Well, our guest this morning is Virginia Farver. And, of course, she is the victim of certainly the danger of cell phone, in this instance, the cell phone towers. But I'm going to let Virginia tell you her story and how the cell phone towers, the proximity to a college where a number of young people were living, and the cluster of brain cancers that developed because of that cell phone tower, and yet, of course, all the problems that she's encountered as she's tried to bring out something which should be widely known but is not, because the media in America is controlled. And you're never going to hear about what's going on in Botswana. You're never going to hear 46% to 48% of the black pregnant women there are HIV infected, and that HIV disease is designed to kill blacks. You're not going to hear about the danger of cell phones in America. They've sold almost a billion cell phones here in the last 20 years, and they'll sell another billion cell phones within the next 3 years. That's what they're anticipating. Virginia, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
You pick up this story and you tell our listeners about certainly what happened to your son.
Sure. The very first thing I'd like to say is I know a lot of the experts across the world that are fighting this. And I want to tell everybody, with the release of 4G in our atmosphere and these smart meters, we are all going to be living in the same amount of radiation as my son and these other victims on the San Diego State University campus. And we are actually going to go to 5G. So this is frightening. But my son's story was instrumental in the WHO, the World Health Organization, classifying non-ionizing radiation. This is cell phones, cell towers, high power lines, Wi-Fi, smart meters, as a class 2B carcinogen as of May of 2011. And this classification was very, very close to being a class 2A carcinogen, just to be very clear. And non-ionizing radiation damages your cells and your DNA accumulatively. And regular radiation, ionizing radiation, will damage your cells and your DNA instantly. And I want to give thanks to a Dr. Ronald Herbermann from the University of Pittsburgh, who was coming out in 2009 and telling people that cell phones cause brain cancer, and he lost his job. He was let go because of losing funding.
They won't let the truth out, ladies and gentlemen. They're killing our people. We'll be right back in a moment. Virginia Farver, here at Genesis.
You have a clear choice between two very different visions for the future. With Barack Obama, you're looking at more of what got us into this mess. Mitt Romney offers a real plan to get America moving in the right direction again.
Let me tell you how I'll create 12 million jobs when President Obama couldn't. First, my energy independence policy means more than 3 million new jobs, many of them in manufacturing. My tax reform plan to lower rates for the middle class and for small business creates 7 million more. And expanding trade, cracking down on China, and improving job training takes us to over 12 million new jobs.
Mitt Romney will do what Barack Obama couldn't. It's clear, we simply can't afford four more years of Barack Obama.
I'm Mitt Romney, I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all of the listeners who've supported us throughout the years and helped keep the radio stations going. I've had a chance to meet many of you face-to-face and enjoyed every minute of it. For two decades, I've worked hard to keep our service fast and our prices low, and will strive to keep going for another two. Patriot Trading Group and AllAmericanGold.com have no commission salespeople, no free reports, and no complaints. Nobody here will call you when you sit down for dinner. There really is a difference. Call 1-800-951-0592 and find out for yourself. We look forward to serving you with years of experience. We know what we are doing and will make recommendations based on your personal situation. Call 1-800-951-0592 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, this is Archie Stan. Our guest this morning, Virginia Farber. Virginia, you pick up the story.
Yes, I was giving thanks out, and I also wanted to thank Dr. Ole Johansson from the Karolinska Institute neurosurgery department, and he's also a WHO board member. And once this classification was changed, he also was demoted. So this is what happens when you come out against this industry. But I lost my son October 11th of 2008 from glioblastoma brain cancer, and he was living. He had attended SDSU, San Diego State University, and was working and living in San Diego at the time. And Dr. Virgis Tantawaya from Poway, California, told us that his cell phone was the cause. And Dr. Richard Marschke, an oncologist here in Fort Collins, told the family that this was not genetic. So there I had my two biggest clues. So approximately 9 months after my son died, I was on the Internet, and I found a bunch of articles by NBC News that there was a brain cancer cluster on the San Diego State University campus. And I read these several times, and I realized they were referring to my son. And this is concerning seven people, six who have gotten brain cancer, mostly in 2008 and in 2009. And so I immediately started to contact the school, and I found this completely futile. So I drove out to San Diego, and I met with a couple of the professors off campus, and they're, of course, afraid for their jobs and mostly for their lives. And so anyway, after arriving back home, the SDSU administration sent me an epidemiology report written by a Dr. Thomas Mack. So third paragraph.
And basically, this pointed out there were a number of students. Now, were they all living fairly close together?
Well, most of the people were working in a building called Nassetier Hall, and it was room 131. And actually, in 2008, there were three people in one room that became ill with brain cancer, and one of them was my son. And I met these professors off campus, and they told me that my son was in this room all the time. My son was a teacher's assistant for one of the professors, and would meet students, grade papers, and study on the weekends in this room. So
now, what about this room? Why was this room special?
It wasn't special, but it...
Was it adjacent to a cell phone tower with radiation?
Yes. When I drove out there, I actually took a picture of this area, and of course, I immediately went to this cell tower, and it's a huge cell tower outside of this building, It's up a hill and on top of the communications building. And it's a huge cell tower, and it faces directly towards NASA Tier Hall. NASA Tier Hall sits below it. And so I took pictures of it, and lo and behold, when I came home and I developed the pictures, you can see all of the dead foliage on all of the trees that are surrounding this surrounding this cell tower. So this Dr. Thomas Mack sent me an epidemiology report, and I emailed him because he said in the third paragraph that he had no known knowledge of chemical or radiation concerns, and therefore are none. So I emailed him to ask him about this cell tower. Well, he called me at home, and he brushed this notion off rather quickly, and then I told him about everybody's concerns, you know, for their health. And he said, well, they should be concerned. So at first this made me furious because of his report, the SDSU administration will not conduct a toxicology study. And I had requested one, and I've never gotten a response, and these professors requested one and were denied. So this is what happens. These schools are paying for their reports. So I decided to look into this cell tower on my own, and what it is a heparin cell tower. It's HPWREN, and it stands for High Performance Wireless Research and Educational Network. And what it is a super backbone node to the UCSD Supercomputer Center in San Diego. So it's a lot to remember. But anyway, this cell tower is also a GWEN tower. It's GWEN, Ground Wave Emergency Network. And these towers are on government property, and of course, SDSU is a state university, and they have certain transmissions for GWEN, and GWEN stands, the Ground Wave Emergency, makes complete sense to me because NASA Tier Hall, room 131, is on the bottom floor of a three-story building, and this is where everybody's gotten sick. So I've just been investigating this cell tower for it's taken me a long time to figure out everything that's on it. But it's got border security, the Air Force, the Navy, Homeland Security, the Department of Energy, the Department of Defense, Spa Wars, and all emergency services for down there in San Diego, and these supercomputers and backbone nodes also transmit research data throughout the supercomputer network and to satellites around the world. These supercomputers are connected via the Lambda grid or Terra grid, or you can equate these all into the smart grid system. So it's actually the smart grid system. And they're on many, many college campuses, and really throughout the world. And it is the engineers and scientists who are developing the smart meters, the drones, the R&M technologies, and all this nonsense stuff. But most of this stuff is funded through the National Science Foundation, and billions of dollars, and it's a lot of it's our tax dollars. And these supercomputers are linked to the University of Alaska, Fairbanks, who in turn does research through the HAARP facility in Alaska. So this is, it's frightening. But with all this stuff that they're developing, you can also say that this is the military-industrial complex for which President Dwight Eisenhower warned the U.S. citizens of in his 1961 farewell speech, and of its grave consequences. So these cell towers are everywhere, and they're on a lot of college campuses, and I just want people to be aware of them. And had I known this, I surely would not have let my son attend this school.
Well, basically, is the incidence of brain cancer among young people increasing?
Yes, it is, and they don't ever report on it. And just to let you know, boys are a lot more susceptible to brain tumor development than females. The myelin sheathing in their brain does not develop near as quick. So, yes, that's why there are more incidents of young men that are coming down with brain cancer. And a lot of these experts I know have told me that they're expecting a pandemic of brain tumors. People keep buying cell phones for kids at younger and younger ages, and their brains are not fully developed until their mid-20s.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for Virginia, but the ladies and gentlemen, they know what they're doing. They threaten people who try to bring the information out. They fire or demote people who have the courage to speak out because, of course, they don't want you to know that they're killing your children and you're endangering your health. And, of course, as Virginia points out, this ties into the smart meter, the smart appliances. Remember, it's not just the smart meter they want to put onto your home. It's the smart appliances they want to install in your home, putting out radiation. And then, of course, there's going to be the smart grid and, of course, increasing exposure to electromagnetic sort of waves. Now, basically, we live in a world surrounded by radio waves, but we've been able to do that. But now with the cell phone, why are the cell phone frequencies different and more harmful than regular radio waves? Do you have any thoughts on that at all?
Well, it's basically you're putting Sam Milham from the International EMF Collaborative basically told me like this. It's like putting your head in a microwave oven. You're cooking yourself from the inside out, and that's exactly what's happening. And these frequencies, a lot of the people that I've spoken with have a lot of these cell phones. Certain cell phones have caused more brain tumors than not, and they're the higher frequency ones. And so anytime you get something that is stronger in signal, you're going to have more of these brain cancers. And also if you use a cell phone in a remote area and you cannot get a signal, that means your cell phone has to work that much harder, so you are getting that much more radiation. So I don't even own a cell phone anymore. I haven't owned one for 4 years, and I never will again, because with the cell phone you have the proliferation of all the cell towers. And you can get on antennasearch.com, and you'll be just floored by how many cell towers there are. So
our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Could this really be a factor? Could they be knowingly radiating our people and promoting cancer? Are there other certainly medical consequences from this specific type of high-frequency radiation? Are there other medical problems that result from it, Virginia?
I've talked to a lot of these people, and they say that for our age group, my age group and older, they're seeing people with Alzheimer's. And it causes, you know, with these moms that are putting cell phones in their pockets, it's causing behavioral problems in kids. It's damaging sperm. It's damaging the ovaries. I talked to a doctor that saw three breast cancers in 1 month on young girls because they're putting their cell phones in their bras. It's radiation. It's very dangerous. And actually all the cell phone manuals already tell you not to put these to your heads or near your bodies. And the BlackBerry Torch, for instance, I don't think it's in production anymore, but the manual said to keep 0.98 inches away from your heads and your bodies, and for pregnant women and teenagers to avoid putting these near their lower abdomen. So they know. And if you actually watch a cell phone commercial now on television, They no longer show them to the heads or bodies because they were actually caught. The CTIA and the telecom industry was caught in hearings in Maine because now they have to be in compliance with their manuals. So this is what's happening, and they know, and I want warning labels on cell phone packaging. And I want people to be very, very aware of their surroundings. Wi-Fi is very, very dangerous as well. 1 hour of Wi-Fi is equal to 20 minutes of cell phone exposure, and they're seeing cell or DNA damage in 300 hours. And you can see this on the, on Cindy Sage's Bioinitiative report, and you can look all this stuff up. So anything wireless is dangerous, and it's accumulative radiation to your body. And but cell phones are, you know, these kids are completely addicted to this technology, and I actually realized that when I was on the fall last, on the campus at SDSU last fall. I took a lot of signs over there, and these kids are just completely hooked on the technology. So it's going to be a rough road ahead, but I'm ready for the fight.
Hold that thought. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Virginia Farver. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Could these things really be going on in the world today? Could they be have an active program of killing off large numbers of people, of creating new and horrible diseases, of certainly putting up cell phone towers that they know are going to lead to cancer and many other diseases all across America. Well, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-754, are people really threatened today? Are some people, certainly have lost their jobs or been demoted because they dare to speak out? Have universities lost their funding for research because they've told the truth? Virginia, why don't you get out your website or any other information you'd like to get so people could learn what you've learned? And again, our question out there, 877-254-7524. We do have a caller. We'll get to him in just a minute. Virginia, do you have a website you'd like to put out?
Dr. Stan, I don't really have a website, but I do have an email address, and it's V as in Victory, R, F as in Frank, A-R, V as in Victory, at hotmail.com. And if anybody wants to, I can send you all the information on this stuff if you would like. So I would be happy to.
All right.
Is there
we
a
have
caller?
Calling in?
Doug, I had one question. Is what is a safe distance to stay away from your cell phone?
If you leave it at least an inch away from your head, that reduces the emissions dramatically. And do not ever use a Bluetooth. They're just as bad. Try and use, if you have to have it in your ear, use the little wired earbuds. And that's just, and then never carry it on your body. I know a lot of men put it on their belt. And if you have to, just make sure that you turn it off when it is up against your body. So just be very, very careful with them.
Thank you very much. Last time
that they actually reduce the sperm count. They've actually found that in men, they reduce the sperm count about 50%.
It actually damages the sperm, and this is the other thing that, you know, what's going to happen to future generations, you know. So that's even more frightening than the lowered sperm count. So.
Any other question at all?
No, that'll be it. Thank you very much.
God bless. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Some people have a little headset. I know my daughter has a little headset, a little microphone, and then she keeps her cell phone at a distance. And I think that is the way that you really should do it. And then turn that off when you're not using it. Turn it off so that there's no radiation coming in. Our telephone number again, 1-877-254-7524. I do not own a cell phone. I will not own a cell phone. Rarely when I'm traveling, I'll carry one in my suitcase, but I'm not going to carry it on my body. Why? Because I've read these studies. I know what they're doing, and you should too. But everything is done to keep you from knowing what's really going on. Just as when was the last time you heard anyone on television talking about what we're doing to the women in Botswana, where 46% to 48% are HIV positive, and they're all going to die? A most successful genocidal program in the world today. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment for Virginia. Well, Virginia, I know that you're doing everything you can to get this information out. What sort of response do you get from people when you talk to them about the danger of cell phones?
Most people are, I think, in a little bit of disbelief, like they don't think that our government would allow this. And that's where I was, too, when the doctor told me that it was caused from his cell phone. And then the other one told me it wasn't genetic. I couldn't figure out why wouldn't there be warning labels about this stuff. And there just isn't, and it's such a corrupt system. That's all I can tell you. You know, a lot of as of 2 years ago, this was a $4 trillion a year industry. So they crush anybody who goes up against them. And So this is what's happening, and a lot of the politicians take a lot of funding from the telecom industry, and so this is why it's going to be very, very hard, and it's going to be a big fight. But my fear is there's going to be a lot more victims, and now with this 4G in our atmosphere, and we're going to go to 5G because everybody has to have these cell phones in order to get all of their information instantly. That this is what's happening, and I've met so many people that have become electrosensitive from this stuff, and you can actually look up electrosensitivity symptoms. And my son actually exhibited many of these, and I had no idea, but he had headaches, extreme fatigue the last year of his life. He had endocrine problems, or he had excessive underarm sweating, and which mysteriously disappeared after leaving San Diego State University. And he had memory or concentration problems. I recall a conversation. He called me one day when he was living in San Diego, and he was actually applying for law school at the time, and he called me at home and he said, "Mom, even if I got accepted to law school, I don't know if I could make it through." And I said, "Well, why would you say something like that?" And he said, "Mom, I can't seem to remember things." So these symptoms are real, and they should never be taken lightly. And so this is why you're hearing about people becoming sick from these smart meters on their homes. And if people think that they're just crazy, they really aren't. I have met so many people that have gotten sick from this stuff that actually have to avoid centers of towns because of all the Wi-Fi and all this stuff. And once you get this sensitivity, you actually have to live with it for the rest of your life. And I guess it sounds pretty miserable. So you don't want to get sick from it. And
the electromagnetic sensitivity, which is about 5%, somewhere 3 to 5% of the population gets this. And of course, if you have a smart meter in your home, why this aggravates that. Have you looked into this electromagnetic sensitivity syndrome, which is not imaginary, but is very real?
Yeah, well, it's radiation. And my fear is, you know, my son had a lot of these symptoms, but, you know, I'd never heard of this stuff before, but it's actually very real. And, I mean, he exhibited so many of the symptoms that are on that list, and I just never knew about it. And I think that people need to become, actually, there's hospitals, I believe it was in Toronto, Canada, I got information in June, that they are now training doctors and nurses in their hospitals to look for these symptoms because so many people are becoming sick from it. So I think there's probably a lot of people that are sick out there that they don't understand why. So this might answer their questions.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the people, the evil people behind this know exactly what they're doing. We'll be back in just a moment. Our number 877-254-7524.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squarerootconstruction.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with me, our guest is Virginia Farver, whose son died of brain cancer, and of course the doctors had given her some suggestions that his death was related to cell phones, and then it came out there was a cluster of young people who developed brain cancer in this one specific a building there on San Diego State University, and of course when Virginia followed through with that, up on the roof there's this very powerful cell phone tower. Of course it's being utilized, putting out all sorts of electromagnetic impulses. And ladies and gentlemen, certainly highly concentrated impulses can have a profound impact on your health. Not only that, but they predispose to cancer, and they know that. And yet everything is done to punish people and destroy people and scientists who've tried to bring out this information. And as I open the program talking about the University of Washington, I actually have the alumni bulletin where they actually talk about this and how this information was suppressed. And of course, the retaliation against the University of Washington because they dared to come forward and tell the truth. Our number is 877-254-7524. Our guest, Virginia Farver. And Virginia, certainly, what's the next thing you're going to be doing? How are we going to get this information out? How are we going to stop this? I mean, they're talking about selling another 1 billion cell phones in this next 3 years. Everybody wants a cell phone now, and certainly there are all sorts of new cell phones and wonderful cell phones and remarkable cell phones and iPads. And all of these things, everybody wants them. They give us great information. But, of course, at a price. Who's calling in?
This is Wanda from Wyoming.
Hi, Wanda from Wyoming. What part of Wyoming are you in?
The southeast corner.
Are you up by Cheyenne or what?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I can get the little radio station here in Johnstown on the radio during the daytime, so. Cordless phones, are they as dangerous?
I was just going to say that, yes, cordless phones are just as dangerous as a cell phone. So make sure if you buy one, you get one with a corded it's a corded landline. So, this stuff is, I haven't had a cell phone for 4 years and I don't even think about it anymore. I just, if I need to get to a phone, I find my way to a phone just like you had to do back in the day. And I don't have Wi-Fi in my house. I don't have anything like this anymore. And I never will.
Basically,
so,
we have a cordless phone, but it rings. I pick it up. I find out who it is. And then I put it down. I go in and get on a landline phone. I will not use a cordless phone for any period of time at all. Anything else you want to ask?
On the cradle. There, is it still outputting?
I'm sorry, what?
I think they are. Don't ever put anything like this next to your beds at night. And I have so many tips. Tell women if they wear underwire bras, don't wear these if you have Wi-Fi in your home or at school. Don't ever put anything near your bed, especially if you have a wired mattress. You need to stay at least a quarter of a mile away from any cell tower. There are so many tips you can get online and find out, and I ask people to do that. And there are two of these heparin cell towers, by the way, on the San Diego State University campus. One is on top of the communications building, which towers above Nassetier Hall, where all these people have died from brain cancer. And one of the victims was, and there was another victim on the that worked at the KPBS news station in 2008, and there's a cell tower on top of that. But the most frightening thing of all is this huge cell tower is directly across the street, a little two-lane street from all of their new fraternity row housing units. Oh, and wow. I was on this campus last fall, and I met a girl from Los Angeles that drove up to meet me there on campus, and she had she had some real expensive meter, and we went to both towers, and they were both emitting lethal levels of radiation.
You actually have some sort of a meter there?
Yes, yes. And there was a, and actually I didn't realize it, but when, last fall I walked up this hill because the tower above Nassetier Hall and the communications building, if you walk up this hill, there's right underneath this cell tower, there's an open area in the building. And there was a courtyard, and I watched kids, I wanted to drop to my knees. I watched kids sitting underneath the trees that all the foliage was missing, just sitting there for hours. And they were studying and reading, and so I'm sure there's going to be a lot more kids that are going to be getting sick.
Well, what sort of meter do you have? I've seen these little handheld meters, $100, $150.
Yeah, I've got one of those as well, but the one that's, I don't know exactly which meter she had. I should ask her, but I do know that she told me it was like a $2,000 or $3,000 meter. So it had some kind of a triangular thing on it, and actually when she turned it on, she turned it off rather quickly because it actually was going to blow the meter out. So, and like I said, we tested both of the cell towers, and they were both within lethal levels. So, yeah, if you have, I would not, honestly, if I could do it over again, I would never allow my son to attend a school that had any of this stuff. And these kids do not need these cell phones at school. I'm sorry, but they don't.
And, how about your little meter, little handheld meter? Does that do a pretty good job or not?
It actually does do a very, very good job. I actually met a bunch of people here in Fort Collins, and a gentleman had bought one a few weeks ago. We were going around his house testing, and it does give you the readings off of your outlets and whatnot in your house. And
I have one of those.
Yeah, he actually held one to his microwave, and it was giving off emissions even though it wasn't even on. So, yeah, this stuff's very dangerous. It's radiation. So, but we need to start taking care of our kids. And a lot of this stuff we don't really need, folks. We don't really need it. I found this whole coming full circle because now I'm fighting the smart meter program in Fort Collins. And these meters emit between 10,000 and 190,000 pulses per day.
Well,
thank you, Virginia.
God
well, thank you for
so much,
your
Virginia.
Work on that.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Did you call an 800 or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money? Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After two decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our program this morning with Virginia. Virginia, still there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go. We're out of time, but thank you so very much for being with us.
Can I tell you one last thing?
Sure you can.
These smart meters emit pulsed radiation, and you're between 10,000 and 190,000 pulses per day, per meter, per household, and the human body tries to recover after each and every pulse. So that's how dangerous these are.
God bless you. We'll talk to you real soon, get you on our other programs. Great program.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the program with Virginia. I think it's vitally important that people understand what we're up against. And basically, we certainly have information through my ministry on this. You need to get Virginia's information. You need to let people understand they're being systematically poisoned and their lives are being destroyed. Certainly, we have, go to our website, radioliberty.com, and look at all the various types of four tape sets and DVDs that we have covering similar items. We hope many of you out there, of course, will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want to know how they're poisoning you with genetically modified food, we have a four CD set on genetically modified food. Ladies and gentlemen, they are poisoning the American people because probably 60 to 70% of the food you buy in the store contains genetically modified food, and they know that it is lethal and leads to cancer and infertility and organ destruction. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. And then, of course, if you don't understand how they're poisoning the air with their spraying and the dramatic increase, the level of aluminum in the soil and the water and the plants, certainly in the whales and the snowpack, well, you need to get a DVD on geoengineering. That's geoengineering. And we also carry the DVDs. What in the world are they spraying? Why in the world are they spraying? And another one, Weather is a Weapon, by Bob Fletcher. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Probably the best way to see what's happening is to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda, and or my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. And, of course, the second one comes with the syllabus. But you need to have this information. You need to know that they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the children, and most people don't care. They're certainly poisoning the forests and poisoning the trees. They're even disseminating pesticides that are killing the bees. It is not imaginary. It's real. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and the syllabus that goes with that, because we give you their information, what they say about how they're going to limit the use of electricity and power in America so we can have a safer life. Ladies and gentlemen, they're going to deindustrialize America. They're going to cut back on the utilization of electricity, and they're going to lower our living standards and impoverish our people. They know exactly what they're doing. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan. And then, of course, please, if you can help Radio Liberty, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.